okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
I don't know if you should adjust this thing.
Get you more. You should have thought of that before you hit record. Young word. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the blank with Carlos and Ryan. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Uh-huh. It's made actually it. Been a fucking month.
Really?
Like right before the episode started, I was talking. I'm like, man, it's literally been a month since our last together episode because we had to take the week off. I remember for the 24th episode, unfortunately.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been a whole fucking month, man.
Damn. But here we are.
Can you fuck the Omicron? God, man, that's your ruining fucking lives.
I mean, we still recorded.
Yeah, that's true. I just missed you, though.
No, I missed you too.
100%.
But here we are. Another episode. We done. I keep on going this way because I'm so used to fucking. But here we are in a new room, new setting, lights.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you could tell.
I am black here. I am really.
It really.
I want to start a civil rights movement just now. I am. Wow.
It really extinguishes his.
Holy shit! I am Wesley Snipes black. That's black. Have you seen Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes is a man.
That is a black man.
He's the man.
A black man.
Blade. For those who are old enough to understand who Blade is,
I would hope white men who can't jump.
White man can't jump. He also did, what's that one movie? He was like, he had like the high top fade.
Oh,
he was like the villain.
New Jack City. That was a good one. Yeah, man. Fucking. Wow. Shout out to Wesley Snipes.
You ever hear that, that one story about how, I think it was like Royce
the 5'9".
Yeah, Royce the 5'9". It was on one the Lupe and Royce podcast whenever they had it on. But then he was like, I was in the studio one day in a different city in like LA. And then I walked in and Wesley Snipes was in the studio. And then he goes up to Wesley Snipes and goes, yo, what up, Wesley? And then Wesley's like, yo, don't interrupt me. I'm telling a story or something like that. And then Wesley Snipes is like telling some like spiritual story about how some awakening shit was going on with him or something.
Interesting.
And he's like, I remember just hearing Royce be like, yeah, that was my only encounter
with
Wesley Snipes, man.
Oh, well, Wesley Snipes. He got arrested for tax evasion. They took him out. He was trying to explain that same spiritual story and like, you need to pay your taxes or you're going to jail. And he got arrested. Shout out to all the tax evaders out there. But all in all, new setting, new room. Lights, poster, the bink.
The light is definitely
the light reflecting.
So the thing about it is that Carlos and I, decided to, definitely get more serious about this about purchasing lights.
Hell yeah!
And
that's just baby steps, baby.
Let us know if it's a little bit too bright or whatever it may be. But in this case, it is pretty cool. It definitely extinguishes our beauty. I would say. And it's just the start of it. I think that this room, eventually you're going to see it sort of transition as we go in relation to every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully something new happens to come up in the background or,
I'm thinking different angles. I want a camera for me, a camera for you, and then a camera for both of us.
Yeah,
and I want Martin Scorsese directions.
It's wild,
yo! It's gonna be insane.
Wild.
You guys have no idea. You guys are only come. You guys are on the come up, but once we make it, guys, it'll be worth the Ooh. Fucking ride.
I'm gonna run the whole podcast.
Oh shit! Joe Rogan, who? I said it. I don't care. But here we are, another week.
Another week.
Thank you for joining us, man. How you been spending these quarantine days?
Honestly, they've been rough, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been running into, like, car issues like, sitting inside of a room for, like, 2 weeks. Mm. And for those who don't know, I think I got COVID. I never had a positive test over the last 2 weeks. But I think I did. So I definitely isolated my ass. But it was definitely rough, like, having to fucking sit in a room all day. It's just out of the zone, man. You're so used to just kind of being out and about. And even though I was connected through my computer and having internet and stuff like that, you drive, you go
still
crazy.
You still need to go out and, like, leave a little bit. You can't just stay in a room all day. It goes nuts, man. Even if you have the world in the palm of your hands, it's still not enough. And I feel you. I didn't test positive. Tested twice, and I'm Gucci, baby. With your bitch ass. I'm just playing. No, but COVID is a serious, serious thing. If you test positive, stay home, stay in your rooms. You don't want to infect others and ruin their day. But
definitely.
Like I mentioned, you know, my brother got COVID. My mom also got COVID. But they're Gucci now. Everything's kosher. Yeah, all is well. I know for my days, I know I was watching a lot of Michael Jackson videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's this YouTube channel called The Details, like, dedicated to Michael Jackson. They have, like, a bunch of, like, short documentaries on him.
The Details?
The Detail.
Shout out to The Details, man. Very you guys good are channel. Doing good work.
If you're a Michael Jackson fan, you should definitely subscribe to that channel. It's phenomenal.
Who isn't a Michael Jackson fan?
I mean, a Michael Jackson fan to the core. There's some people who are just like, oh, I love that Thriller song. Fuck those people. I'm talking about the people that listen to the hard knit grit Michael Jackson shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dance unconsciously.
Yeah, man. Of course. But yeah, I was listening to this one thing, and it was really creepy. There was a court; it was the court case after he passed away. They were playing they were playing his last message to the court. Wow. And I'm like, shit, that's heavy.
Yeah,
I'll play this video right now. I'll play. It's a voice. It's there's a video on YouTube, but it's audio. It's audio purpose, his last message to the world.
The not evidence the world, will reveal that this voice recording,
can you hear it okay?
Documents Michael Jackson highly under the influence of unknown agents, with Dr. Murray evidently sitting nearby recording on his iPhone. Listen to the voice of Michael Jackson on May 10th, 2009.
These niggas out here, they think I'm a comedian, fuck nigga. Nah, I ain't no comedian. I'll pull out a stick on you, fuck nigga. A stick is a weapon concealed on my waistline, bitch. You feel me? There ain't no fucking cannon shop, nigga. You go, that bullet gonna go right up your ass, cause God don't like ugly. Alright, y'all fuck niggas, shut up, nigga. Put, cause I want to curse. I don't want to put a curse word in the same sentence with God. Period.
Wow. Powerful stuff, man. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson.
By the way, that does not belong to us.
Some powerful stuff, Michael.
Oh, fuck, man. That's some beauty.
Where the hell did that come from?
God, Carlos,
it's
man.
Powerful stuff, dude.
Rude.
Oh my god, there's gonna be a lot of trap people that listen to that, like, fuck, I need a fucking Michael Jackson. Like, what? Yo, man, that's powerful stuff, dude.
G is yo, home, man. Oh, sorry, we're having the blank moment right now.
Holy shit, we're trying to fill in the blank right now, guys. Okay, let's continue with the show. Wow, powerful. Recent news. I think the most recent of recent news. Ontario's opening up again.
Yeah, the 31st.
January 31st. Restaurants, gyms, theaters, I believe, are also opening up to 50% capacity. Still no dancing. Government on their footloose shit.
Dancing. What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, man. The dancing, apparently. You know, there has to be like some you got served type of thing going on right now.
Oh, definitely.
Underground, you know, definitely. Some underground dance battle shit.
That definitely only, some like crazy.
You have to dance. Knock. You have to knock specifically to get in, just like boom, boom, dun, 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 dun. Fat Man Scoop, Brooklyn Clan, Ryan Sam. And then you got to get in. That's the code. And then you get in. It's like, you know, then they
and have to open names. The door.
Like, oh, get it. All right. Welcome to the club. $2,500 to enter. Yeah, man. But yeah, no dancing, unfortunately. But I think this runs until March, where yes. They want to run, I think, open up everything fully in March. Hoping that, you know, this doesn't spike the numbers in COVID. But yeah. What are your thoughts on the government opening again?
I don't know. I think that part of me is getting to that point where you get like the exhausted feel, because there's definitely that COVID exhaustion that people happen to get where definitely. It's like, man, I'm just fucking tired of this. And like, I think the last couple of people that I've spoken to just about COVID, because funny enough, like I'm not talking about it with people as much anymore when it first started, but for the people that I maybe haven't spoken to about it and like it still comes up, they're just kind of like, I'm tired, man. Like, I'm over it.
Mm.
Like, I just want to go and I just want to do shit or whatever like that. I was talking to one of my cousins the other day, and he's actually flying out to BC in a couple of days for work. And he was asking me, and I've been to BC before, and he was like, Ryan, like, he's like, yo, man, like, what do you think I should do out there? And I'm like, well, hopefully everything's fucking open.
Mm.
I don't know if BC's open. For our BC listeners, please update us or whatever it may be within the next week. But yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, even just that situation alone, it's like you go to a different province you've maybe never been to, or another area of the world that you've never been to, and you want to like enjoy it and explore it, but you can't because of this dumb shit.
But here we are again, you know, because the UK is fully open as fuck.
Did they just fully open?
Fully open. They're just like, fuck all that. Like, and mind you, we follow the UK over everything. Like, we spell out, we use our words just like them, you know. Arguably, the Toronto Mans are copying their slang, which I debate profusely. You know, we have the same queen as the UK, you know. So, I mean, we follow them over everything, but yet, no, we have to keep it on the, you know, we want to be safe just to be sure, apparently. I was just going to go on a different topic, but yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think that, you know, we should just fully say fuck it, just like open, it's like fuck it, who cares? Like, if our hospital is going to be fine, like nurses are going to be chill, we pay them a little bit more to work harder or whatever it may be, or maybe we, because I think recently we also brought in like a couple hundred like international nurses or something like that. So maybe that aids the issue where, like, you know, it alleviates the amount of stress and the amount of work that these nurses currently are being
put through. Mind you, ICU numbers are down like crazy too. So
even better.
Yeah. So like, we don't have as many people are right now. The only lineups that are happening right now is people looking for those tests. And maybe, I don't even think boosters even have a big ass lineup, but I don't know, man. And also the storm. Blizzard, yes.
Yeah,
that happened on Monday and Tuesday. You see that dumbass Doug Ford doing? Digging up with whatever the fuck that was. It looked like it was beach shovels they used to play in the sand. That dumbass. He's only doing that because the elections are coming up, right?
I love the. I think it was Peel Region. Peel Region's like ambulance program came out and put on their Twitter. They're like, please be advised, please do not use your phone while you're driving, because there's this video of him with somebody else.
Then
I also think he did like a CP24 interview
while FaceTiming,
something like that.
Yeah, idiot.
Which is like super funny.
That is like,
Like, Dougie, oh God,
buddy. Like, we're trying to enforce, you know, if you're trying to enforce the law to show that, you know, people shouldn't do that, you're giving the cops a hard time when the premier of the province is not following the law himself. Like, buddy, come on, man. Like, yeah, he's just trying to get brownie points because elections are coming up in June. And if you don't like Doug Ford, don't fucking rant about it on Twitter or your fucking Instagram or do a dance and talk about his bullshit on TikTok. Go out and fucking vote. Because your voice matters, not on TikTok, not on Twitter, not on Instagram, but on a fucking check mark. Ding. I don't like the PC. Is it PC he runs? Or is it PC party? I want to go with Liberal or NDP. Please don't. And, you know, and just check mark it and go. Vote, please.
Yeah, it is going to be one of those interesting elections to see exactly what happens for the Ontario future. But yeah, it's weird because usually, like, conservatives, and not to get too much into politics, but like, conservatives are pretty like open. They're just kind of like, man, fuck it, like, we need business first, personal health care and all that kind of shit second. And like, it feels like, even though we have a conservative, you know, province at the moment, it feels like we're almost kind of like backwards in relation to like provincial think, or like, you know, political thinking. It's like wild, man.
It's wild times. Wild times. Wild times. Your brother says I don't have a good singing voice. He likes my beatboxing, though. I like my beatboxing, too. He hurts my feelings.
Aside from that, do you have any opinions about Carlos's singing or beatboxing?
Or advice.
Or advice. Hit us up.
Mm-hmm. We would love to we get advice. You're just like, hey, I heard you're singing, kill yourself. Like, okay, that got dark. All right. Anyways, any other recent news that comes up to mind?
I think that one of the ones that was like super fucking sad that came out today. And today's Thursday. I also forgot to say happy Thursday.
Do you really have to say this right before saying the sad news? What the fuck?
But timing I have terrible timing.
Horrible timing.
Terrible, like, opening up a story. It's like, man, like, man, I lost my virginity, but fucking these kids died in a fire. In a
goddamn fire. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Fucking digging a
Jesus
truck.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and shout out to,
like, oh my God, I met the best girl today. She was amazing and fantastic. But I did hear about your cancer thing. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Ryan, man.
I gotta work on the opening.
Yes, stage. Please. And in general, in life too. All right? You can't be doing that shit. Anyways, but yes, please go ahead with your story.
Super, super fucking unfortunate event that happened today out in Brampton, Ontario. But three children, 9, 12, and 15 did happen to pass away in a house fire. I don't think they stated exactly what caused the fire, why the kids were home at the point in time, because it is a school day. A couple of odd factors that just happened to come with that fire, and unfortunately the three children did happen to lose their lives. So, you know, rest in peace to them, condolences to the family. I just wanted to come out with that and just say, because that's probably the saddest fucking news.
It's awful.
In a long, like, you know, just to kind of hear in today's,
you know, kids are staying home and, you know, a whole life ahead of them. And then this shit happens. So it's awful. You know, condolences to the friends and family. And also there was a separate news of a man and woman found dead in their home. Rumors swirling of maybe like a double murder, or not double, but a murder suicide situation. You know, condolences there as well. You know, shitty situation for the city of Brampton. You know, as much as I give them shit, no one deserves to go through any of that type of shit to go on. So, you know, shouts out to Brampton and, you know, there's the families of the victims involved, and the friends, and, you know, pull through. You gotta pull through.
Definitely.
I think that is all off the top of my head for recent news. I don't know anything else. If I forgot anything else, I don't give a fuck. It's just one day. Let it go. It's just one thing.
Oh, wait a second.
Uh-oh, one thing.
Didn't our boy end up in the news?
Who?
Our homeboy, the real estate agent.
Oh!
Fucking...
Alex!
So
So I don't even know. I couldn't even read the article.
I couldn't read it either. But what happened again? Shout out to Alex.
So supposedly there was a package that got wrongly delivered.
Yeah.
To his house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just delivered the package
to them. Like, hey.
To them. But he ended up on the Star.
On the Star.
If that article is true, but I didn't even get to see it myself.
I'm not sure, but we're preaching it to it now because he's a saint. He's a saint. So shout out to you, Alex. You're a good man, sir. Great man.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But these like local stories, you know, that's super cool.
Must have been a slow day at the office that day.
Not to take away from you,
not
Alex.
To take, you know, Alex, you did a good thing. You did an honest thing that any honest person would do.
I guess if people have like the Star Premium, and that's kind of like, I guess, like a newer thing. And
but I'm going to pay extra, and that's the type of stories I'm going
to
get.
I guess, word. Man. I would like to see my friend's face in the news. Like, that'd be
pretty. Was his face in the
picture? I would hope so.
Probably. We'll have to wait and see.
Just like this?
Just like, yeah, I returned it. Yeah. All right. But good man, Alex. You're a good man. You know, you're doing God's work, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Sorry. Amen to that. Let me calm down here.
Don't joke about God, sir.
Calm down here.
You don't fuck around with the Holy Spirit, nigga. Anyways, that being said, we're going to get right to it, I guess. If there's anything else missing, I'm sorry. I'm pretty tipsy right now, so I forget if anything happened. But today's topic.
How would you even title
it? Can you sing it? Can you sing the topic today?
Okay.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Whether you boom, work
boom, boom,
in the office,
boom, boom, boom,
whether you work at home. So tell me what you think. I know what to drink. Girl, take it off for me.
That got sexual. No, yeah. You always getting all sexual in the orange. My God.
But today's topic is the office versus working from home.
Fill in that blank. And today we're going to fill in the blank for that. We're going to solve that puzzle. We're going to figure out who's the winner here, working from home or working from the office. Let's solve that puzzle.
I think one of the...
I'm bending down a lot because I put my beer here. So sorry if I'm going out of shot all
the... I think one of the interesting things about this topic, and this isn't, it's not one of those like pizzazz topics that we usually talk about and stuff like that, but you can put it anywhere.
Oh, anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, next week we'll talk about eating ass. I'm kidding. No, we won't.
How good that goes.
And now...
But I think it affects a lot of people that happen to probably listen to us.
I'd say so.
A huge percentage, and like just having like a huge influx of companies being like, okay, now we realize that, you know, our companies run perfectly fine when people happen to work from home.
Can you believe that? It takes a fucking pandemic to realize that. Dumbass. You realize that? You really think it? Like these fucking head honchos up there in the building are just like, you know what? Do we really need to spend all this goddamn money on this building? It's really not that necessary if you really think about it. And it took a fucking virus to take over the goddamn world to realize that. You idiots, get your shit together. I haven't, you know, I started a new job in late November and I haven't been to the office at all. Like, I've just been working from home, you know. It's obviously nice to, you know, have your peace and, you know, work in your own space. At the same time, I kind of miss the off, you know, getting to know people, the socializing. Yeah. So it's the pros and the cons. What I don't miss is drama. That happens in the office from time to time. What, you've never been through a workplace drama before?
Yeah, I have.
Right? It happens. Definitely. It happens.
You know, it's unfortunate.
But, you know, it's shitty. But what can you do? It happens to the best of us. Fuck, I remember. I think the worst place drama I've ever been to, it took like months. Like, actually, I think like my whole 2 years working at this place was
dramatic.
It was just dramatic.
Like a soap opera.
All right. Tune in. It's story time with Carlos. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. You know, like the soap opera, like camera angle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They like, put it right in the person's face.
Wow. That's powerful. Wow.
You done murdered my wife.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
Motherfucker.
Wow. You got the chops.
Well, I used to, you know, sorry to take away from
your it's okay. No, but no,
like
no,
back
no.
in the 90s, soap operas used to play all the
time
in the daytime.
Oh, all the time.
So if you were homesick,
yeah,
from school, you know, you go to one of the like the global channels, yes. whatever it is, and it would just run all
day. Yes. So Young and the Restless was
Young
one.
Young and the Restless.
Days of Our Lives.
So shout out to my grandma.
Yes.
You know, rest in peace to her. But in this case, every time that she would be home or whatever like that, and I was sick, I would stay home with her. And she would just have like Young and the Restless on or something like that. And I remember just being like, man, this is the weirdest fucking
show. Weird. It's strange.
Secondly, she doesn't speak English.
So she didn't understand a lick of what's going on. But she was tuned in.
But she knew. She was like, oh, this motherfucker this is bitch, an evil ass.
This bitch definitely done cheated. Wow. Wow. See, my mom was tuned in as fuck because she loved Young and the Restless. Every time I stayed home, and the one thing that has to come on, Young and the Restless, every day. And fucking, you know, then those cheesy ass theme songs. Yeah. Passions was one. Passions. That was a fucking weird ass show. Yeah. It's about like witchcraft and like they got this small person who talks about himself in third person. Timmy doesn't like that. Like, what the hell? Like, you guys really need to get your shit together.
Is that still going on?
I think Passions is done. Wow. But Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives are still running.
That's wild.
It's older than us, dude.
Shout out to you guys.
So yeah, man.
Content creating for lifetimes.
Oh, lifetimes, generations. But shouts out to Passions, though. You guys, you held up your end of the bargain for quite some time. You are my passion for life. What a theme song. Anyways,
sorry.
Workplace drama. Yeah. So I started working at this place. I'm not going to say the company, but because, you know, fuck them. But basically, it's the startup company, my very first like startup company. I'm excited. I'm like, oh, it's a new business. I'm excited to grow with it. Yeah. I'm going to do big things with it. I see myself becoming CEO and taking over this bitch, fucking doing all that shit. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. So my job was to call these people and sell them furnaces and air conditioners.
Damn. As a startup.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing because, you know, we're trying to move inventory, right? And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is great. A year's passed and everything's good. You know, money's coming in. People are really happy, you know. But then at the end of the year, they're just like, you know, since we, you know, more people coming in. Because at first it started with like three people. It was just three people on the phones. Not me, myself. I'm a schizophrenic. I forgot to mention. So it's me. On two other people, and then it just grew. More people start coming into the office, and you know, we're really doing well. And then after that, after like a year or so, me and this other dude were chosen to become managers on the floor. So I'm just like, oh great, this is good, this is a good stepping stone.
Blowing up.
I have my own team. And so about 6 months after that, you know, my team's doing great. I'm putting up numbers. People are happy to come into work. It's great. And then shit just starts getting real where customers are complaining, saying, oh, I'm getting ripped off and shit. Oh, fucking guys, they never come back. You know, when am I getting my money and shit? I'm like, oh, fuck, what the hell's going on here? I'm like, what the shit is going on here? Why are these people complaining? And I have no clue what the fuck is going on.
So as a manager, I had like, no fucking idea what was going on.
You know, my employees are like, you know, my employees are coming up to me and just like, yo, what the fuck? Why are these people pissed off? I'm like, I don't know. What the fuck? You know, we're just trying to, you know, provide service. That's all. But and then I'm realizing, what the fuck is going on here? So I start becoming stressed. I start getting, you know, I'm like fucking burnt out every day after work now. I'm like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. My employees are starting to hate their jobs. People start quitting and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, this sucks. I have to fire people because they're not pulling their bargain. I'm like, fuck. And I didn't want to fire these people either, right? It's not my choice at the end of the day. So I'm just like, shit, dude. So then I'm like, oh, this sucks. So one Saturday, I had to come in and, you know, manage a few people. It was a decent day, but, you know, still feeling it from the work week. And one dude comes up to me. He's a nice kid, but he's a bit of a moron. he comes up to me. He's like, hey, you want to smoke some weed? I'm like, what? You just asked your manager if you wanted to smoke weed? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? But at the same time, I'm just like,
maybe you looked like to him somebody.
No, he's just what?
Well, to him, not to
what
me.
What the hell? Do I look like somebody else?
You look like a perfectly respectable person that does not do anything wrong whatsoever.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face. Get your shit together. Anyways, so I'm just like, what the, why? And he was like, I don't know. Just if you want to do it, we can smoke it. We'll just go in the parking lot. So I'm looking at him, and weed was illegal at this point, still illegal. So I'm looking at him. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? Dude, I accepted. I went and did weed.
we got high
as fuck, you know, mild my stress and my pain, left my body. And I'm like, fuck, this is great. I feel good. And then I come back like a few weeks later. There's rumors swirling, just like, oh, somebody was smoking weed. People are complaining, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck, who ratted? And I come to find out who ratted. It was the fucking dude that offered me the weed in the first place.
He's fucking squares.
Oh, man. Jesus. I'm like, what sick. The? You fucking pussy. You fucking ratted. So then I had to go, you know, me being the good Samaritan, I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go confess. I'm like, hey, dude. Hey, the guy who, it was me and the other guy. I smoked weed with him because when he ratted, he mentioned it was him and another person, but he didn't mention the name. That's just lazy. That's not, I wouldn't even say lazy snitching. That's just like, you didn't even offer, that's just, it is lazy snitching. It's like, I snitched, but I didn't say your name. It's like, bro, if you're going to snitch, just go in it, dude. Just go in for the long haul. Just do it, you know? But he just did it. He decided to mention, you know, he did it with another person. I confessed. I'm just like, I'm sorry, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just been really stressful. And he's in the...
Smoking weed, man.
I'm talking about stress. And this dude just like, hell yeah. Shout out to stress. Oh yeah!
I'm gonna get you high today.
Oh, fucking guy! And so, a few weeks have been passing after that. You know, I'm developing beef with the dude that I started with because he's talking shit about me in the office. Another manager is talking shit about me. Rumors are completely untrue, saying that I'm hitting on people. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I ain't hitting. I don't hit on nobody. I'm professional in the office. Why are you like this?
Just saying, man.
Jesus.
You know, sometimes, like...
Carlos is professional 24/7 in the workplace, but not this workplace, because I make the rules around here, and him too. Anyways, so I'm like, okay, this fucking bullshit. I'm getting bummed out again. I'm, you know, just like people talking shit about me, and, you know, especially shit that's not true. And, you know, my employees are still not happy. And then eventually after realizing that, you know, the shit that I'm going through, my managers talk to me and they demote me. I got demoted. And I'm like, fuck. This is shitty.
What a fucking
mess. In some cases, is demoting even worse than firing? Because I mean, at the same time, they like me there, but like they want to keep me. But at the same time, like when I come back into the office, people, the employees are just like, why are you on the floor taking calls and shit?
I think if you prefer the less responsibility, I don't know if they gave you a pay cut or not, but
they did.
Like, that's rough.
That sucks. That sucks. It sucks.
Those are the crazy things about being in the office, like those crazy Germanics, and like you're just too close to people, and the more proximity that you are being close to people, there's just more shit that's going on.
Yeah, man. That's rough. It's just, it sucks, dude. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm back on the sales floor. I'm a bit embarrassed. You know, I'm a bit like, I'm still bummed out about it. I was doing okay sales-wise numbers. I was still keeping numbers up, but I was like really bummed out. It was got to the point where like I was like taking, I was like, I was going to a therapist to talk, discuss like my, I think like at that point, I think easily that was probably like where, I think that was the only time in my life where I was actually going through depression, where I was like really bummed out. I'm like, fuck, this sucks. Thank you.
You know, and side note, anybody who happens to be kind of dealing with, you know, certain things, definitely there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody.
Whether it be friend, family, if it's as severe as you think it is, go see a therapist. Really, it works. But yes, continuing on. So, you know, I'm back on the sales. A few months go by. I'm doing pretty well. Management talks to me again and they're like, so like, no, we appreciate everything you're doing for the company. You know, we know that you're doing well on the floor again. So we're thinking of putting you in the warehouse position. So like it's still managerial. It's not like I still get a bit of a bump in pay, but not as management. But so they put me back in the warehouse. That's still stressful as fuck because now I'm dealing with the technicians. Getting that shit because we don't have like a fucking those lifters and shit. Like I have to help these motherfuckers put the equipment into the trucks and shit. So I'm just like fuck. And this, so I'm like, oh fuck, this sucks. So I'm like bummed out. I'm like at the end of the, so now I'm like stressed out. I'm like bummed out. And now I'm just like legit worn out, like tired as fuck at the end of the day from all the heavy lifting and shit. And then I'm just like, yeah, I need to get the fuck out of here. But you know what's really, but you know what? Actually, I take that back. It wasn't really that moment where I wanted to get out of there. It was when we had a meeting once with the managers. Because initially, when I started the company, I'm like, these dudes want to make a difference with the equipment that they sell. But then when I had a meeting, the dude was just like, I'm only here to make money. I'm like, huh. That says a lot, right? If you're only doing a business just to make money. There's companies out there. Well, I know the most companies are out there to really make a difference, to really change.
Yeah.
You know, make a change, not in it for the money. And that's why we're here for the blank, not in it for the money. We're here to make a difference and talk shit doing it. But going back to my story, I just heard that. I'm just like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to work for a dude that's only in it for the money. Because that only tells me that if, you know, if he's missing a zero, then he can cut anybody and everybody if he wanted to, simply because he doesn't like the fact that he's missing a zero. So I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I eventually found a new job and I gave my 2 weeks notice. They were bummed out about it. And then I, you know, during my last week, one of the technicians who I ended up being cool with over time, he's a really nice, I forget his name, but like, I apologize if you are, if you end up listening to this, sorry, dude, you're a nice guy. He was on the phone on speaker and with one of the managers and the manager didn't know I was in the room. And he's like, hey, yeah, so it sucks about Carlos leaving, right? And then I ended up sticking up a thumb. He's like, oh, hey, yeah, he gave me a thumbs up. And then the manager's like, well, yeah, he knows where he can stick it.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, wow, 2 years of service. And that's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
Ooh.
Really?
Heartbroken.
Really? And then the technician told him, like, hey, Carlos is actually in the room. And I'm like, why'd you tell him? What's awkward for everybody?
The guy's like, I just wanted to see what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, fuck. And then he ended up actually calling me back. He's like, bro, I'm really sorry. Like, yo, if you need a reference, dude. I'm like, I got the job. I got the job. Yeah. Your reference is not necessary. Thanks. Yeah. So then I moved on eventually, thank God. And now, here we are with that bullshit. Started my own podcast with my friend, Familia, talking about all the shit that's going on. But yeah, my message for that story, sorry if I told it shitty or anything, because I thought in my head I could have told it better. But all I'm saying is, whether it be work from home or in the office, if you don't love it, don't stick with it. Do what you love, especially now that the time that people are working from home, find jobs that you can work from home from. And if you love it, keep at it. If you like it, keep at it. And if it's a job that you hate, but you're using the money to, you know, go towards your dreams, keep at it. Because at the end of the day, you know what the goal is. You know what I saw a video today, actually, where it's about there was this dude. It's a quote from a book that he really enjoyed. And it's about a boy and a horse in a forest. And the boy's like, I don't know where to go from here, because they end up lost in the forest. And the horse asks them, do you know what your next step is? And the boy's like, yes, then focus on that. We already know what the goal is to get out of here. Just focus on the next step. So that's what you got to do, folks. Focus on that next step. Whether it be you working at a shitty job or working the job you love, you know the goal at the end of the day. Focus on the next step. That's my spiel. That's my Carlos rant. Blessings, 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 blessings.
Thank you for the story, by the way.
Yeah.
That was actually, it's really interesting to be able to kind of hear people's certain experiences, going through certain things.
Yeah, man.
You know, having to be in the office. And then, like, in relation back to kind of our topic in itself, it really makes you think about, like, the pros and the cons of exactly being able to kind of be in the office around a certain amount of people. And then also not being around people and just kind of being on your own, like in a computer, and just kind of doing your work. And then you log off at the end of the day.
You get to jerk off a lot.
Not during work hours, though, right?
Yeah, well, the days are down, then why not? I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't be gross. Don't be gross.
So I think what I wanted to ask you first off of this topic and is, give me like three things that you do like about working in the office, because I think that it needs to be said. It also needs to be like reminded for people, because I think that we're so deep into COVID now that it's almost like, are you ever going back in the office? Do you miss the office? Do you like the office?
Do you like the office? I love the office. It's on Netflix right now.
I've think I've seen one full episode my entire life. I guess, yeah. It was funny, I guess. I'm probably going to get chirped up.
Oh, you're going to get I'll make it out of my goddamn, mission.
It's definitely good.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I couldn't do it, man. And I know that I'm definitely in the wrong in this situation. Yes. Because 90% of the people that I happen to meet love the fucking office.
Well, great show.
Love it.
Goat show.
Like, yeah. See, like, I can fully agree with that, but I just never seen it myself. Wow. If somebody out there can definitely hit us up and tell me why I need to watch The Office.
If anyone wants to hit me up for a new host for this goddamn show, so we can cancel this motherfucker and move on with our lives, by all means. But yes, please. Give me
three things of what you like being in the office.
My own space to work. You know, it's nice where, the boss is not in my ear, especially if the boss is a micromanager. I don't need that in my ear. I can blast my own music while I work.
Oh, we're talking about being at home.
Yeah. Oh, is it at the office or
no? Okay, so we'll do first at home then. Okay, so what do you
like? My fault. Were you asking about the
office? I was asking about the office.
Wow. You see what alcohol does to you? Ladies and gentlemen, drink responsibly, especially if you're recording a podcast, because you might misunderstand the question, even though he blatantly asked you and you completely ignored it. I apologize. I will answer the office. Sorry. Three things about working in the office. Socializing. I devastatingly miss that. You have no idea. Oh my God. Just joking around with people, especially when you speak to a dumbass customer. You just want to be like, oh, this dude's an idiot, and just clown him. And then, you know, even just like the meetings where we can just joke around and just like get to know one another. I can't do that via Teams and Zoom, you know, but socializing is a big one. Working in the office, what's another one? Just having your own space in an office is nice.
That's true.
You know, going to
your own desk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just like knowing that, you know, like, damn, wow, look at
me. I done made it.
Yeah, right. I done did it. And one more thing about working in the office. That's it. I don't know, to be honest. What about you? I can only think of the two.
I actually enjoyed the commute, I'll be honest with you. I think that
the commute is nice, depending where you work. Yeah.
I know a lot of people, you know, that happen to be the kind of work, you know, a distance away from like their actual office space, and like during the normal times when we didn't have COVID, like you would be, you know, hopping on a train for an hour or whatever, maybe you're hopping on the GO train. And for those who are outside of Toronto, the GO train is kind of like one of the main routes to get into the downtown area.
Don't the people who live outside Toronto know that?
Well, like, okay, outside of Canada.
Okay, so outside of, shout out to our American Korean friends.
Korean fan. But in this case, I think a lot of people hated commuting. Like, and I think unanimous? Anonymous? I don't even remember the word now.
What's the term? What's the situation?
It's like everyone agrees on the exact
same unanimous.
Word. Unanimous. Okay, yeah. So unanimous agreement that nobody likes to be able to kind of commute in itself. But then for me, I found a way to kind of try and be a little bit more productive during that commute, and I actually sort of miss it, I'll be honest with you.
It's that one place where that real independence where you're by yourself. And
like, I remember just being on the train, and if I wasn't like people watching, then I would be reading, and then being able to kind of be productive at the exact same time when you have a certain amount of downtime. I know that people used to sleep on the train or sleep on the commute.
Same.
Some people would just bump music. It's like, oh, okay, I get to listen to an album I haven't heard yet, or whatever it was. And those things are productive. I think that they're part of the downtime in your morning where it's like, hey, I get to wake up early, which was another cool thing. Because I feel like you're more productive when you wake up early. And as old person as that sounds, like it just felt good to wake up early. Now I wake up at like 8:55 to walk into my office. And I start at 9. Kind of like it changes the whole perspective on exactly like what your thoughts are and like what you could do with your time and stuff like that. Instead of me sleeping in for an hour because I know I can, I'm up 2 hours earlier and having my face in a book, or you know, listening to a new album in the morning, or, you know, thinking about how your day is going to go, or whatever it is, like to have your mind running. And I thought that was one of the cool things, aside from what Carl's already said about the pros of, you know, working, because definitely social is huge. Like social is huge. Having your own space is huge. It's an achievement in itself. And I think that commuting is kind of an underrated feat, or like an underrated achievement in relation to working in the office. So definitely, like, I miss it. I definitely do.
Same.
But with that, because we did happen to leave three.
Yeah.
Give me three. Why working at home is the fucking best shit in the world.
Bro. What I mean, like you mentioned, you know, the timing. You can wake up 5 minutes before the shift starts. And there you are. You can butt sleep naked. In. You can sleep in.
I am butt
yeah,
naked.
Yeah, I can work butt ass naked. You know, I don't have to dress up and shit. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. You know, I can take my sweet ass time. I don't have to brush my teeth right before work starts. I can brush it at 12 o'clock, which I don't. Yeah. I brush it in the morning and in the evening.
I've been doing that.
Is that right?
I drink my coffee.
Right. Maybe eat it is what it is.
It's 12 o'clock.
You know, you're at home, right? If you have a slow day, the boss is not on your neck. You can just, do what you want. It's your house. It's your home at the end of the day. But I do suggest working because they still do track that shit. What's another pro working from home? Working at your own pace, your own space, the boss not in your ear. And lastly, and I feel more importantly, you can beat your dick like you wouldn't fucking believe it. And no one will say a damn thing. Just like, got it. But yeah, if you're working as a call center, if you're at a call center, if you work from a call center and you're doing that, I would suggest that. Just imagine. Thank you for calling.
Get yourself some quiet gloves.
Yeah. What's the last thing that's great about working from? I think only two things for each of these things. I can't think of a third thing about working from home. I really can't.
What did you even today? You know, for the majority of people who happen to work from home,
yeah.
If you have something that you fucking love about working from home, please
tell us.
Let us know.
Let us know. We'll talk about Instagram.
I would love to bring it up in our next, conversation in itself. But so the two that you had,
yeah,
was music first because I remember that.
Yes,
and then waking up early.
Yeah,
I'm gonna disregard the fucking.
I'm just saying, don't knock it till you don't try. Don't knock it. But the third thing, fuck. Yeah, I mean, isn't the working in your own space, doesn't that count?
Yeah.
Just being able to work, because now you have the independence to actually work at your own pace. No pressure. A little, well, not too much. I mean, there's a little bit. Today I felt pressure, I'm not going to lie. My boss was a bit on me because my, you know.
You're too close, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're too close.
Yeah. But only because it's really busy right now. But shit is really dying down, luckily. But so I'll have the time to catch up. But definitely working at your own pace. And yeah.
I think one of the things that I like fell in love with doing, and I probably do it a little bit more than I should with working from home. Well, because you have a place to lay down.
I go to sleep at lunch sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. In such close proximity of like where your workspace is. I don't know, for anybody, everybody's setup is a little bit different. But one of the things is that, like, let's say if you just got off a call, like a stressful call or a meeting that you just don't want to think about, you can literally just go lay down on your couch or your bed for like five minutes.
Or just pace back and forth and screaming obscenities and bro,
yelling into a pillow.
Speaking of a stressful call. I've been working at call centers for like maybe 10 plus years. The one time I went off on somebody was when I was working from home. It was a tow truck driver who was giving me shit because the rates were just absolutely stupid. He wanted me to approve it. I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm not doing that shit. And I yelled at this person. I've never done that to anybody at a call. I'm very calm, cool, and collect. This dude, I let him have it. I'm like, that is absolutely ridiculous. He's like, oh, and there's a COVID charge. Like, are you fucking stupid? I'm not paying you for a fucking COVID charge for a tow. You fucking idiot. And I'm like, oh, I'm not paying that dumb shit. And then he's like, oh, and then there's a fee for fucking storage. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? What do you mean storage, bro? Bro, I'm paying the regular amounts that we have. That fee only covers for fucking storage, not for fucking stupidity, you idiot. So I went off on him, this guy. Wow. I'm like, and then as soon as I hung up, I'm like, fuck, I'm fired.
I'm looking for a new job.
But I talked to my boss about it. He's like, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. Like, it's so long as it wasn't a customer, which it wasn't. Never talk bad about the customers because that's what makes the business go good. You know, that makes the business run. But if it's a tow truck driver, fuck them. And if you're a tow truck driver listening to this, fuck you too. Fucking assholes.
I hope your kids join Al Qaeda.
Oh my God.
I went there. I don't care.
Well, that's the episode.
Yeah, Jesus. I don't fucking care. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's the pros and cons of working from home, you know? It gives you, it gives you the source. It gives you the
transition.
Yeah, that man.
Motherfucker, Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Pros and cons of working from home.
You know, but, you know, that's the, it's, the independence is good, but then when you get too much of it, you get too comfortable. And that's what I learned from that phone call. I got a bit too comfortable. I'm like, oh, so I toned it down. From, I haven't talked bad since.
One of the questions I have for you, do you feel like you do the same amount of work as if you were in the office being at home, or do you feel like you do less work?
I feel like there are days where I do less work.
Okay.
There are definitely days where I'm like, I want to chill out today. I'm at home. No pressure. But then there are days where I'm just like, fuck, I need to get this shit done. Fuck.
I think that, like,
whereas at the office, I feel like since everybody's breathing down your neck, you always have to be on top.
I think that's a big thing with, like, the working from home aspect. I think that a lot of people kind of figure out their day in relation to the amount of work that needs to get done for a day specifically, so that they can, like, maybe only work for what used to take 7.5 hours throughout your whole day, now only takes 2 or 3 hours. And then you kind of just get to, like, slowly cruise through the rest of the day. Even though you're doing pretty much the same amount of work, you're just finding out ways to kind of get it done faster. Me personally, I feel like I do way less work being at home.
Really?
Yeah, which is, you know, terrible for anyone who's listening that happens.
Please keep us employed. We love our job.
But in this case, it just feels like you do a little bit less work. And I don't know what it is.
Because you're at home.
The environment plays a huge role.
100%. It's just a matter of, you know, because normally the procedure was that you worked at the office, the stressing out, the, you know, the whole, you know, overworking, that all took place at the office. And then you had your commute where you can, you know, de-stress and this, you leave that, all that shit from the office. And then when you're home, you relax. But now that you're bringing all that shit home with you, it's like, fuck. It's like, oh shit. So now it's like, hold on. Why am I stressing out? I'm at home. I need to relax. I need to, you know, this is your safe space. This is where you can, where you can be you. You see what I mean? So now that, you know, now that you're bringing all the stress that you had in the office to your home place, it's like, I don't want to live in a place where I'm stressed out, because there's probably going to be days when you're on your off days, you're like, oh fuck, I need to catch up on all these files. Maybe I should log in and do it. But that's your off day and you're at home. You don't need to do that shit. You know? That's all it is.
Well said.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir.
I think one of the things I do want to share in relation to kind of the pros of being at home, and like how we talked about with Carlos, brought up that, you know, there's certain dramatics at the office, because, you know, when you put too many people in a certain space, there has to be some sort of disagreements or whatever it may be, which cause dramatics between people. So I want to tell one dramatic story. And
here we go.
I feel fucking terrible about this still to this day.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna short form it because I don't want to take too much time.
No, please go nuts. Go ahead. The world wants to know.
Our company acquires a new company. So we happen to bring in the individuals that happen to work at that company into our company.
Right.
Lady by the name of Sarah. I don't really remember her last name or whatever like that. I was trained or was tasked to train her on our system specifically at our office. So in this case, Sarah, you can picture her. She was a little bit of an odd bird. She's kind of wasn't very fashionable, wasn't very talkative, very to herself, introverted. But to be able to train somebody and to connect with somebody, you just have to kind of find that common ground and, like, you know, get with them and just be like, hey, what's up? how can we, like, you know, kind of find a common ground just to be cool with each other? So then I would ask her about what she's interested in, like how her life's going.
Really to, you know, make her feel
comfortable. Yeah, like what she ate for dinner or whatever like that. And over the span of like a month or so, like I was training her on the system, but then I would always make jokes with her and stuff like that. And then she finally started to come around. She would, yeah, she would laugh after the fact.
She is really, so then, weird. That is weird. You're not very funny. You're not very funny. And on that note, thank you for so much. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love you. So, you're a very funny guy.
In this case, just talking to her, like asking about her day, I found out that she had a daughter. Her daughter's going to college or whatever like that. I asked her about the program, you know, how her parenting works, what she thinks about certain things, just to make her comfortable. And for anybody who knows me, you know, I try to do that with everybody realistically. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that just building relationships in life is just one of those great things. So we'll definitely do an episode on that because I would love to talk about that eventually.
Yeah.
But in this case, one day she walks in on a Friday and goes, Ryan, what are you doing this weekend?
Uh-oh.
And at the time, I think I was like 24 years old. That's
prime,
like that.
That's primal Ryan age.
And I'm like, oh, like I'm not 100% sure. Mm. Usually me and my friends like to go to the beach. I'm a big beach person or whatever it may be.
Ugh, tell me about it.
For those who don't know, I'm a huge beach person. And then I told her exactly the beach in itself, like where I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
And then you know what she responds with? I'm gonna be in that area, funny enough.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I'm like, you should go to the beach. Like the beach is the beautiful place. I love the beach, whatever like that. The
sun, sand, and then she water. Goes,
maybe me and you can meet up for coffee in that area.
Uh-oh.
She's like probably twice my age.
Yeah.
I don't know if she like took my like
advice,
friendliness or whatever for flirting.
And mistook it for, okay.
And she was like, maybe me and you should meet for coffee on the Saturday, like outside of work. And the thing about it, I've never put any interest in flirting.
You never put out any signals that you were interested.
No.
But at the end of the day, she still wanted the pipe. She wanted to get piped down.
She was recently divorced.
Ooh. Let me love you down.
You're my little secret.
Okay.
But in this case, real sweet lady. Yeah. You know, she, I guess, I don't know if that you, technically you get asked out that way. I don't know if it's like an ask. Maybe it's just like a, hey, let's have coffee. We can meet up or whatever.
Sure. It depends on how it's asked. Like how did she ask it?
So, okay. So I'll try to mimic exactly that event.
I'm Ryan and you're Sarah.
Okay. So you have to say, I'm going to the beach on Saturday.
It's like, hey, I'm going to the beach on Saturday. To be perfectly honest.
Let me know.
Oh, please.
Holy shit. Man, for those internal jokes, sorry. I'm one of the beaters.
Our friends are going to love that one. But yeah, okay, let's be real. I'm going to the beach on Saturday. Wait, no, you didn't ask her.
No, so I said I'm going to the beach.
I'm going to the beach on Saturday.
And then you would respond with, oh, what are you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm going to the beach. I'm actually going to the beach on Saturday. What are you doing?
Oh, so funny enough, I'm actually going to be in that area wherever that beach happens to be. Like, maybe you and I can maybe meet up for coffee, like, before you go to the beach or maybe after you go to the beach.
No, my dick is not for you. Go fuck yourself. That's how you should have responded. That's it. But how did you, hold on. Okay, no, let's continue on with the story. How did you really respond, like, when she asked you for the coffee?
Okay, so it is a little bit of an awkward situation.
Yes.
It's like twice my age.
Yikes.
Maybe even a little bit older.
You said just divorced too, right?
Yeah, just divorced. Oof. You know, because we talked about all that stuff. Like, yeah. I opened, you know, I really got into her life and like what she does and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, I was kind of like, you know what? Like, I don't mean to say like I wouldn't want to go for coffee with you, but I just, you know, I have plans during the day or whatever like that. Me and my friends usually make it a whole day thing. But like maybe another time
one day we can go out for coffee and I would love to sit down with you. We could talk. So then she was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But the seems, like literally
pretty civil, you know,
a couple of days after,
yeah,
me and a couple of the other people that were sitting around us were making these jokes, and we have a pretty like dirty minded group of friends at the there's this and I don't know if I'm speaking the right terms, and I'm sure that a Java developer can probably correct me in this case, but there is there's a specific type of like coding that's called like cat or something like that.
Okay.
Like kitty cat or something like that. So then I was making a joke. This lady was like, yo, Ryan, like you need to help me. Like I keep getting this kitty cat on my screen. And I'm like, man, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, goddamn. Like, you know, like, the kitty cat's on the screen. Like, man, it's the wrong time. We're at work. So we're making, I'm like making all these like stupid sexual jokes at work with like all my coworkers and stuff because we're that close.
They're
we're
cool.
Really,
they're
really close knit.
Like they would never report you to.
And then the the lady that asked me out, Sarah, she was like, "That's not funny. You shouldn't be talking about that at work." And I was kind of like, "Whoa!" And this is the first time she's ever
told you off
any negative
stuff. How soon was usually this?
She
after
laughed at
coffee?
All my jokes. Oh, this was like 2 or 3 days after.
Oof.
It was literally like the next week.
Oof.
So then I'm like, Sarah, like, I'm sorry. Like, man, we could talk about this. Like, I don't mean to offend you, whatever like that. I try to think. And she's like, no, I'm going to tell the manager on you. I think you're being very inappropriate making those jokes in a work environment.
Oh.
And then everyone's like,
well, damn, Sarah.
And then I'm like, man, like, I told her, I'm like, that's what kind of I'm known for. Like, I'm the young kid that makes these stupid jokes. Yeah. Like, I'm just, it is what it is. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to offend you. I will try to not make those jokes anymore.
Mm.
So she calls the manager.
Uh-oh.
Manager pulls me into the office and goes, Ryan, what did you do? And I'm like, I will be honest with you. I was making jokes about pussy. And she's like, were people okay with it? I'm like, yeah, everyone was other than her. And then she was like, okay, like, I get it. Like, she's a little bit of the odd person out. But Ryan, can you just...
I'm like, not make jokes about pussy.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm the wrong person here.
So and then the manager's like, so what was the joke?
And she's like laughing at
her. All right, back to your desk.
So a day later, they call her in. And then I think we're all sitting in like a group. And she's like, yeah, Ryan makes inappropriate jokes. I don't like the way he acts. He's very unprofessional.
In front of you?
Yeah, in front of me, to our manager, because we're sitting in like a meeting, right?
What the fuck?
And I'm kind of like, okay, I get it. Like, you know, I apologize. Not everyone's open to those kind of jokes, and I fully understand.
Wait. So what was she referring to that one joke you made?
You know what happens to the lady? She gets fired the next day. And I feel fucking terrible about that.
Did they say why?
Because she doesn't vibe with our group.
That's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up.
I don't know if it was like productivity or whatever like that, but I think that's
I would hope that's the case.
That's pretty much what they told me. They're like, Ryan, like she just doesn't fit with our team, and our team needs to be... They need chemistry to be able to work as efficiently as possible. So it was a team building thing. Yeah. Ryan, you happen to be part of the team that works efficiently. She's not part of that. And they fired her ass, man.
Damn.
I cannot fucking believe that.
Wow.
I cannot. And I literally.
Dude, that fucking sucks.
Awful. Like fucking holy terrible. Shit. So she literally lost her job because she complained about me making sexual jokes at work.
Damn. What is the world coming to? She lost her job. What is the world coming to? A feminist is listening to this like, Sarah, what the fuck?
If you were out there and you do happen to be listening to this, I'm so sorry.
But Sarah, if you are listening to this, don't talk down about pussy ever again. Let the pussy breathe, baby.
Kitty cats, baby.
Damn, man. That's how you got to do it.
But yeah, that's...
But dude, there are feminists going to listen to this. Like, what the actual fuck? We are going to be blocked on every fucking...
I think that's probably the most dramatic thing I've had.
Jesus. And that's pretty wild.
It's pretty mean.
That's pretty wild.
The lady had like a kid, a house, recently divorced.
Jesus.
Like,
got rejected at work.
I think she's been at the company that we acquired for like over 20 years or something like that. So she's literally been at
the
a company.
Story just gets worse.
I'm
and
telling
worse
you, no, it was it has to be like karma. I'm gonna feel it one day.
Jesus. Wow.
Wow. That's got to be the most dramatic thing I've ever run into.
Holy shit.
I still got my job.
Yeah, that's a great story. At the moral place. Of the story. Talk about pussy at work, kids. Gets you a whole... Gets you new friends at work.
Sorry.
He gets you a promotion.
Sorry. I hope you're doing well. I hope you and your daughter are doing well.
Mm-hmm. I hope you found a man. Better one than this guy, am I right? The one that doesn't tell pussy jokes at home. This guy right here.
I'm a terrible dude.
You're an awful person.
But those are kind of the things that I do like about working from home, because you don't really have to deal with that kind of stuff. BS, but it's very rare that that stuff kind of happens.
Oh, but in that situation, that... Yeah.
One of the things about working in an office with people, it's like the team building aspect, the social aspect, like Carlos brought up before. And I think that's a huge aspect for even just like our internal mentality. To get into kind of the serious parts of like this whole COVID and like mentality, like I'm a huge Reddit user for those who know.
You literally say that in every single episode.
I know.
So if they don't know by now, in like, what are you doing watching the show? You need to pay attention.
Toronto Reddit. I've been seeing a lot more of like depression posts of like, you know, I miss people. I miss doing this. I miss seeing my team worker. Like I miss this. And now that I'm like super fucking isolated in my own apartment, you know, there's obviously other external factors that are going on with them. But I think that even just the social aspect of not being in the office already plays a huge toll on like
it just plays pause on the whole whatever is going on in their life. And like and I get that 100%. Even when I like even when I was back at the office when I used to work at Intact Insurance, and you know, I started out with a bunch of people on my team, like we're still friends to this day. Like we work together, you know what I mean? Like we all work in like different companies now. We're still like, we have like a WhatsApp group, we always chat and whatnot. And even my last job at Desjardins, like I quit when I quit from there, like I didn't want to leave, but like it was just like too much for me where I'm just like, okay, I like the job is like shitty. I'm not like moving up. I got to move on. Like even like I like it was like the only reason why it was holding me back from, you know, not leaving is my team. Yeah. It's just the whole because some of the coolest people I've ever met. They are awesome people. You know, I'm still friends with them to this day. And, you know, if you guys are listening, you know, you guys, you know, you rock, you know, you make me, you know, it's awesome to have people that are comfortable, you know, that can make me feel comfortable with how I am, you know, with you. So I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, it's always nice when you go to the office, and even if you deal with bullshit outside of the office, it's nice to go to the office and, you know, you can have work to focus on to distract you from any bullshit you're dealing with, or you can have the social aspect.
Yeah.
But if for those, even maybe on the Toronto Reddit that are dealing with bullshit, you know, outside of work, and then when your work is bullshit itself, it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? Now, what do I go to if I don't have anybody to talk to anymore, right? Because I have to just stay home all day. And the shit, I get it. I understand where these guys are coming from, because it's a shitty situation for most people, because not everybody loves what they do from home, or even some people are still going into the office now. And it's shitty because, you know, with the whole COVID, you know, they're still at risk. But yeah, man, it's... you know, I feel for you guys, you know, but all I'm saying is all you folks that are dealing with it or going through it, you know, reach out to somebody. There has to be somebody. Like if you don't have any friends, please talk to a therapist if you're really going through some shit, you know. Join a Reddit group. That could really, who knows, it might turn into a big ass friendship that you don't know.
Yeah.
Stay away from the incel shit, because that's never really turns out great. Join a Reddit group that, you know, that has the same likes as you. There's a Reddit for fucking everything, you know, literally everything.
So Reddit's shit.
Yeah, Reddit's awesome, dude. Reddit's phenomenal. And, you know, it can turn into a whole ass thing. So guys, you know, I mean, the internet is a wonderful place. It can be a wonderful place, but it can also be a dark ass place. But you got to know, you know, it's really, you got to look into what really makes you happy. And then what will, you know, make you grow at the end of the day. So yeah, just really reach out, you know, make the efforts, step out of that bubble, there's always people to talk to. You just gotta make that, you know, effort to focus on the next step. The boy and the horse in the forest, man. Make the next step. Fuck, I am on a roll today. I am fucking Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Where's my Oprah book club conversation? Jesus Christ.
And for those motherfuckers who ain't listening,
yeah, bro,
you're missing out.
This is probably our best episode yet. Holy shit, we are on a roll today. Fuck.
That's it. But like, I'll put my final thought out.
Yeah, in please. In this case, ahead.
It's even though our main topic today was just, you know, like the work environment, your home versus your office. I think that it really comes down to, you know, just kind of personally feeling, taking care of yourself, making sure that whatever you happen to be doing, you're happy with it. And if you aren't, then definitely try to change your situation in certain aspects. Mm. COVID does definitely not make it easy for you to be able to kind of be mentally healthy. You have to hopefully try to find a way to be able to kind of help yourself in this case. Otherwise, COVID gets the best of you.
Mm.
Not being able to kind of be social in relation to your coworkers or whatever it may be will really ruin the, you know, the concept of like, you know, going into the office and like meeting people and talking to clients and like getting dressed up every day and stuff like that. Like,
if there's a con, that's why I don't look deciding what to wear. That's annoying. Yeah.
So in this case, it's really super, super fucking important that you take care of yourself, especially during times like this. And I think that just to relay like all the mental health episodes that we've done, the bullying episode that we've done, it's really just to try and take care of yourself as much as possible. Yeah, yes. We can joke around about the pros and cons of working in the office, but this is
real life we're talking. Yeah,
it's bigger than that. That's my final thought, I would say. So really just take care of yourself, no matter what situation you happen to be doing. Work is a big fucking part of our life, in Canada at least. So definitely take care of yourself as much as possible.
For sure. We are not fucking getting sponsored by
shout out to Sephora,
especially after this episode, bro. You know how many times I mentioned masturbation and shit?
Sending me earbuds. They
said earbuds. Can you show it? Can you show it to them?
Personally sponsored by Sapporo.
No, you're not. You won a contest.
I wish I was.
That'd be great.
That'd be dope.
That'd be phenomenal.
So they sent me these. Shout out to Sapporo. They sent me these little earbuds. I haven't used them yet, but I guess they look like earpods. They seem kind of flimsy.
They seem kind of a bit, but you haven't used them yet. Free. Who knows? So wait, these charges them? Supposedly. Oh, I guess it does. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can charge it right here. It doesn't come with a cable?
It did. I don't know where it is, though.
You lost it.
It's somewhere around.
You had one job. I had one. Come on, man. All right. Well, I guess recommendations. Do you have any? I'll start. Set It Off on fucking Netflix. Bro, if you motherfuckers are misogynistic and don't like fucking female leads, fucking watch this movie, bro. This movie has four female leads. It is fucking one of the best films I've ever seen in my life. Literally, it stars Queen Latifah, Vivica A. Fox, and the one and only homewrecker herself, fucking Jada Pinkett Smith. She is fucking phenomenal in this movie. It is great, dude. Holy shit. It is phenomenal. Literally one of the best films I ever made. And they just added, Set It Off is an incredible movie. If you haven't seen it, you are not doing yourself justice. Watch that movie. Watch it. It's so good.
As a side note,
yeah,
before I get into the ending of the episode, what do you feel like there's a lot of people who don't like to watch female roles? Like female
I think roles? I think that's a big thing. I don't know why. Because there's people like that. Meryl Streep's the greatest of all time, in my opinion. I don't know why there's people that don't like female leads. I don't know if whether people don't like to watch it or people just don't like to cast them. Female leads in these movies. There's some great movies I've seen with female leads.
What do these people expect? Do they expect like
boobs?
Like Brokeback Mountain?
Did you enjoy that movie, Brokeback Mountain?
I thought it was a great movie, man. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
You're a fucking weirdo. yes, but Set It Off. It's fucking great.
I didn't know it was on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. I just found out yesterday. I'm going to watch that, rewatch it this weekend.
I had the VCR for that, I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
VHS.
Other VHS.
You're drinking too much. You're cut off for the rest of the episode. yeah, great movie, though, honestly. I loved it. I remember watching it as a kid on TV. I'm like, holy shit, this movie's so good. Yeah, it's a good movie. So good. So emotional. So powerful. Watch it. Set it up. And Prisoners. With speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, he's in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Great movie. Hugh Jackman as well. It's about Hugh Jackman's daughter is gone missing, and he goes to the police. They don't help him, so he ends up trying to find her himself. Check it out. Check it out. Also on Netflix. Netflix, man. Y'all fucking this year. You're doing it big.
Oh, one of the news we forgot to bring up. I think they recently brought up their, they raised their prices.
Yeah.
So for anybody who doesn't know, Netflix supposedly raised their prices $1.
Check your bills.
Check your bill.
You know, rework your budget.
You shouldn't be paying more for Netflix than, you know, food and shit like that.
Exactly. Nerd news, fucking Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard. Is it Activision?
Activision.
It is the biggest gaming purchase in history.
$60 billion.
$70 billion. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Super fucking wild.
Holy shit.
Call of Duty has some.
Call of Duty is and now. It could be.
I'm a huge Call of Duty fan, so I'm excited for it. We'll see what
happens. Be afraid, you PlayStation users, because Call of Duty could be a Xbox exclusive. Ain't that some shit? Candy Crush too. They own now.
Giving money to Bill Gates.
Man. Holy shit. 70
putting those vaccines in us that.
Oh, and of course, for all you online people, World of Warcraft. Jesus, $70 billion, bro. Almost spat out my water when I read that. That is insane. Just giving away that money like it's nothing, apparently.
You know, Bill Gates is fucking.
You know, just ching. Well, yeah. I think that's it for recommendation off the top of my head. I'm good to go. You have any recommendations?
I got one. I think over the last couple of weeks, and I'll do a weird one. I've been listening to a lot of Cambodian music recently.
Ooh.
Like a lot. And I don't know why. And the thing about it is like
music from the motherland.
Always heard it as a kid, and it's always been playing in the background.
Never really paid attention to it.
I feel you. It pretty much has the same beat throughout all songs. I'm assuming that Cambodia only has a couple of instruments.
You're really making
your sorry, homeland.
So oh my god.
But in this case, I've been bumping a lot of it. One of the artists that's actually fucking huge, and for anybody who actually does listen to Cambodian music, his name is Sin Samouth.
You're so
cool. The reasoning why he's such a big artist in itself is because during the whole genocide of Cambodia, I think he was actually killed during that point in time. Big artist in the...
I'm sorry, just oh my god,
right? I'm terrible at transition,
Jesus but Christ.
I think like they were because during the genocide of Cambodia, they really try to suppress like all the smart people, you know, librarians, like doctors, whatever it was, teachers, and stuff like that. They knew how big of an influence he was. I don't know if he actually lost his life during that time, but he might have. I definitely have to double check that, and I'll bring it up in the next episode, but. Some of the music is absolutely beautiful that he happens to bring up. And I know that it's not for everybody. I can definitely link it if anyone's interested. Please hit us up. Let me know. I can definitely send you some stuff. But because I guess it's from like my homeland, I've been trying to like embrace a little bit more. So super fucking cool. Really interesting sound. Sad story behind the artist that I've been listening to as of recently.
Bring it up the next episode. I'd love to know
what happened. It's super cool. I'm gonna research it. I'll bring it up the next episode and we'll definitely talk about it. But if you are interested, Cambodian music, it's definitely a cool sound.
Okay, I should say one thing about what's going on in my life. Yeah, thank you. It's a big one, so I'm watching One Piece, the anime.
I thought you were going to come up. I'm pregnant.
What can I say? I'm having a baby. You know, But no, I'm watching it for free. Hey, and here we are, baby. Here we are. No, I've been watching One Piece. Okay, here's the deal, folks. I'm gonna make this my goal for 20. This, if there's a goal, this is it. As of right now, there's about 1,009 episodes of One Piece. That is, it has been running since 1998 or 99.
That is wild.
And it's currently still running. I am 110 episodes in. By the end of this year, I will catch up to One Piece. And when I do, you know what it is? Here's the deal. Those first few episodes were not good.
Oh, really?
They were like, eh. Wow. It was... But as the show keeps going,
100 fucking episodes. How long is each
episode? Dude, hear me out. The animation is not great because it's 98. But the story is actually really solid. Like the character development is great. 100 episodes in, I'm fully invested. But there are times where I'm just like, should I keep on continuing? But then I saw the teaser trailer for the 1,000th episode. I've never orgasmed at an anime before, but when I saw that, oh!
During work hours.
Jesus! Anyway, so your deductible is 2,000. Dude, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, God damn, baby. Say my name.
Oh, by the way.
I have to inform you, your car is not repairable. But yeah, just, I just, every time I go down and I don't feel like continuing, I just watch that teaser and I'm hyped up again and I continue more. So mark my words, folks.
One Piece.
2022 is going to be the year. There's a wedding I'm going to and near the end of the year, Ryan's going to as well. There might be times where I might be busy watching the One Piece during that vacation. I'm hoping to catch up before that. What is that? Are you implying that I'm trying to, you know, knock boots during the wedding?
You know?
That's gross.
H-Town?
That's gross.
Why knocking the boots?
Is that your recommendation?
It's a big tune. It's a big tune.
Oh, to make good love. Body rocking, knocking the boots.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
That's all I got.
Thanks for joining this week. Tune in next week. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about yet, but we will. And we'll just talk about it because that's how we've been doing it so far. Make sure whatever puzzle that in your life that you're doing, or whatever puzzles you have in your life, whatever answers you need, whatever questions the world may have for you, you always want to make sure to fill it in. Fill it in. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Available on Spotify, YouTube, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are available. Okay. Fill it in.